Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, we are hours away from one of the great significant months of the lunar calendar, and that is the month of Rajab. Most probably the moon will be sighted this evening, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us a very beneficial dua to be recited once we witness the month of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabin wa Sha'ban. O Allah, allow us to enjoy your blessings, your barakat, divine goodness through the month of Rajab and the month of Sha'ban. Wa ballighna Ramadan, and allow us to reach the month of Ramadan. From now, the mind is being prepared for the month of Ramadan. That is what the month of Rajab marks. As far as the first night of Rajab is concerned, nothing has been established from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in terms of actions and deed that should be performed on the first night of Rajab. Apart from this dua, yes, there are great eminent sahaba such as Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab, and also the great Imam, Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahumullah. Both of them have said that duas are answered on five nights. Duas are answered on five nights. Number one, Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night preceding the day of Jumu'ah. And number two, Laylatu Eid al-Adha, the night preceding Eid al-Adha. Wa Laylatu Eid al-Fitr, the night preceding Eid al-Fitr. And Laylatu Nisfin min Sha'ban, the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. Wa Laylatu wa awwalu Laylati Rajab, and the first night of the month of Rajab. So tonight it's a Friday night as well. And we know Friday night du'as are answered, and it will most probably be the first night of the month of Rajab. The month of Rajab is a sacred month. We have been given specific instructions what to do during, general instructions of course, what to do during the sacred months. And any good deed that's performed in a sacred month is multiplied. So whatever sadaqah is given is multiplied, whatever salah is recited and performed, whatever good deed is done in the month of Rajab, it is multiplied, but the same applies to the sin as well. Whatever sin is also committed during a sacred month, that too is multiplied. May Allah grant us the understanding.